Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We started speaking yesterday about Chodosh. Parsha in Emor, somebody raised the question, is it Noeg Bizman Azeh? Or why is it Noeg Bizman Azeh, according to those who do? There were many, many Kehillahs where Chodosh was not Noeg for many, many years. And in fact, it's Dayan Beryl Berkovich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, of the Federation, who is credited with takes a large part of the credit for reawakening the interest in Chodosh and reawakening the problems of Chodosh, and they're not problems that can, they're not difficult to overcome. You know, we can cope with Chodosh. It's quite easy for us to manage the Chodosh and the Yoshan issue. But the Pasuk says as follows, we learned this on Yom Tov. This is in the Parshas Emor, in the Pasha of Shor HaChesev, which we learn every Yom Tov. And it says there, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, ki sovayu el ha'oretz. When you come to the land, asher ani noseh lachem, k'tzatem et tziro, and when you reap the harvest. Yitzchak, we're just getting on to your subject. Yeah? So the question whether it's noeg bizman hazeh. So there are two questions. Well, there are two questions, and they're subdivided in the second question. The first one is it noeg bizman hazeh or only bizman hamikdosh? And the second thing is, when it's noeg bizman hazeh, let's say it's noeg in Eretz Yisrael. If it's noeg only in Eretz Yisrael, what about a non-Jewish field in Eretz Yisrael? And if it is noeg bizman hazeh in Chutz La'aretz, is that only a Jewish field in Chutz La'aretz, or is that a non-Jewish owned field in Chutz La'aretz would be subject to Chodosh, that we would restrict ourselves from eating the Chodosh even from a non-Jewish field in Chutz La'aretz? So those are the questions we need to discuss. And the problem is that the Psukim seem to imply everything. In other words, it says as follows. First thing it said was, Ki Savoyo La'aretz, which sounds like this is only, I mean, it could be obviously that it's just a matter of fact. The Rebbeinu Shem is saying, you're in the Midbar at the moment, but when you get to Eretz Yisrael, there will be mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. And it could be that it doesn't love dafka, ki savoyo la'aretz, because at that time they were in the Midbar, nobody was sowing fields, and nobody was planting grain, they were eating mon, therefore there was no question of anything like that in the Midbar, which was Chutz La'aretz, obviously. But you could say Kisvayel Oretz is just a matter of fact. When you reach Eretz Yisrael, then this will start to happen. But it applies all over the world. Or you could say, no, Dafke El Oretz. But then the pasuk finishes off at the end. V'lechem v'koli v'cham el lo'yseichelu ad etzem hayom hazeh. That until you bring the korban oymer, then the food is chodosh and is osor. The grain is osor. Until then, Adaviachem is Korban Elohechem, until you bring the Korban or Oimer, which is on the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, second day of Yom Tov for us. And then it says, Chukas Oilom L'Doyer Oseichem. This is an everlasting Chuk L'Doyer Oseichem, which is mashma that it's something that lasts forever and ever. Not just Bizman HaMikdosh, but L'Doyer Oseichem. And then it says, B'Choil Moshe Voseichem. In every place that you live. Now, does B'chol Moshe V'Seichem mean all over Eretz Yisrael, or does B'chol Moshe V'Seichem mean all over the world, that wherever you live? So therefore, the machloikas, you can understand that the sources of the psukim create the machloikas, create the doubt, and therefore created the machloikas amongst the poskim, as to whether or not it's noeg bizman hazeh, and if it's noeg bizman hazeh, is it noeg only in Jewish fields, or Goyish fields, bein in Eretz Yisrael, bein in Chutz La'aretz? So tomorrow, Bliyedu will speak about the Bach, well-known heta of the Bach, which a lot of people adhere to, and tomorrow we'll discuss that.
Started at Torahway Northwest London, Monday, Kav Vav Nissan, 13th of April, Rabbi Shmuley Noe Shlita of Menorah Grammar Masifta, Disposables in Halacha. This week's Torah sponsor of families, Erayim and Joseph, Yunishmas, Rav David, Ben Rav Shlomo Zalman, Alav HaSholem.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. It's very nice to be back once again. I think last time we were in that corner, the time before I was upstairs, and now we're over here.
Make it more interesting.
What did he say? We explored every corner of the shul. Yeah. So I'll just start with a. Before we go into the sugya of disposables in Halacha, I'll just start with a short vart about the time which we find ourselves in, the Yemei HaSfira. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav famously asks that if we're counting the Yemei Asira, usually when you're excited to get to a certain date, then you count down, you don't count up. So usually, you know, if you're waiting to go on holiday or you're counting towards the Simcha, then you say there's 10 days to go, 9 days to go, 8 days to go. Why, when it comes to the Sfira Sa'omer, we're waiting for Kabbalah Satoru, we're waiting for Shavuos, and we count up. Today's day 11, we're counting up as opposed to counting down. So Chinuch has his famous answer that if we count down, we start 49, 48, it seems so far away, so therefore we rather start 1, 2 rather than counting down. Perhaps we can suggest a different answer which will give us some taste for the days which we're in now. Ramatzio Salomon, Zechat Tzadik Gevrocha, writes in his Sefer, Matnas Chelko on Shai Tshuva. He writes, Matnas Chaim on Shai Tshuva, he's got Matnas Chaim, Matnas Chelko. Like Dom, he writes, why some are called Matnas Chaim, why some are called Matnas Chelko. In Matnas Chaim on Shai Tshuva, he writes from one of the great Bali Musa, that the way a person has to live his life is as if every single day, he says, imagine someone was Nifta and he's in Shaman, and then they tell him, we'll give you one more chance to come back down and have one more day in this world. How would you use that day that you have? Person would come and it's straight away use the day for Torah and for Avodah and for Chesed and for doing things which are important, and he wouldn't waste that day, the opportunity that he has. So he says the same thing is a person should be'etzim try and live his entire life as if that day was a day which was granted to him as his last final day. Mishnah be'etzim says that Shuv Yom Echad Kodem Yisrascha. So the person should make sure to live every day as if that day was a gift which was given to him as an extra day. And if that's the way he looks at and approaches every single day of his life, then it will be a totally different way of using his time. I saw in a Haggadah called Eish Haggadah, he writes, that's perhaps why you wear a kittel on Seder night. Because Seder night is only a precious few hours, and a person needs to know that these few hours aren't going to be coming back. So we put on Big Day Mesim, as if a person has already been Nifta, and we tell him, okay, now you have the opportunity to come back into this world, and now that you're back inside this world, you can now run the Seder. And that's a totally different way of running the Seder than a person who has always been here. He's been given an opportunity to come back and live his life again. So therefore, perhaps when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, we don't start 49, 48, 47 with these big numbers. We count every single day as a day on its own, as if each day is one and only, and perhaps it's final day, because in truth, every single day is a final day for itself. So that gives us some understanding of this bridge, the Chol HaMoed, between Pesach and Shavuos, and how we're meant to use every single day for the most important things possible. So the sugya of disposables in halacha, it's very interesting because disposables haven't been around for that much more than about a century. In the early 1900s, disposables were invented. And you would think that, okay, so disposables and halacha don't really clash too much beyond the 20th century because it wasn't created before the 20th century. But actually, as with every single thing in Torah, the Shilas of disposables can trace themselves back to Rambams and back to Mishnayos even though it's something which is of recent. Hashem says, Torah is Hashem Temimo, Meshivas Nofesh. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete. He says, no matter how far you dig and how far you go, you haven't even scratched the surface. It remains complete. That's how deep and vast the Torah is. So we'll see with this Shilas of disposables, which we'll discuss today, such as can you use a disposable cup for Netilas Yadayim, can you use a disposable cup for Negel Vasa, for your coffee in the morning, Dr. Harris, you're safe. But can you use a disposable cup for Kiddush? Can you use a disposable? What about disposable when it comes to Tvi'as Kelim? Right? Nowadays, people use aluminium pans, which is a type of metal. Machlokes if it's minatoyrecha, but Tvi'la aluminium and midrabonon, but it's disposable. Do you have to toivel your disposable pans, which are made out of metal, or do you not have to toivel your disposable pans? So let's discuss these shailas, and interestingly enough, it's not a blanket answer, one which would apply to all four or five things that I've mentioned. Each one has its own gedder and its own way of looking at it in halacha, and they're not necessarily dependent on each other, which will lead us to some interesting things. So I think we'll start with Netilas Yadayim for the Suda, discussing that shaila, whether you can use a disposable cup for washing your hands for a meal, for Hamoitzi, for Ani Netilas Yadayim. And from there, we'll be able to branch out and understand a little bit further how we take it from there to Negel Vasa and Kiddush and Tvi'las Kelim and other halachas. So, the first possible maramokim that some poskim mention is the Mishnah in Yodayim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. So we need to establish first of all that the zicha halacha that you have to have a keli, right? If you don't need the keli b'chlal for Netilas Yadayim, then the whole shaila doesn't start. The shaila starts is that you need to use a keli. You have to have a halachic vessel for Netilas Yadayim. And the question is, what is considered a halachic vessel? Do you say something which is holds water, it's a cup, therefore it's considered a keli, and there's no reason why you can't use it for Tirsa Dam? Or do you say no, the fact that it's disposable and it's going to end up in the bin, and the fact that you don't use it more than once, potentially, would mean that it's not necessarily a keli and therefore it's not good enough. But the starting point has to be that you need to use a keli, because if you don't even need a keli, then the whole shaila doesn't even start.
Can we have a simple definition of a keli?
Right. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch and Kufrin and Tess goes through many, many definitions of what would be considered a keli. I'll just give three examples that the Shulchan Aruch gives. What's considered a keli? So the first thing Shulchan Aruch says is Ein notlim liyadayim ela bekeli. You have to use a keli for netilas adayim. Mishavur says that we learn it from the Mechatas when they had to add the Eifer Paro into the water. The Chatas had to be done with a keli. As the Pasuk says, Mayim Chaim El Keli. And just like that had to be done with a keli, then so too netilas adayim for a Suda, Chazal said, had to be done with a keli. And the Shulchan Aruch gives many definitions of what's considered a keli. So one example Shulchan Aruch says is that it's only considered a keli if it can hold a revius of water. If it can't hold a revius of water, it doesn't have the definition of a keli. So if you have a l'chaim cup, even if it's a glass l'chaim cup, if it only holds 30, 40, 50 mil, then you couldn't use that for a tilis adam because it's not considered a halachic kli, or the lid of a bottle, right? It wouldn't be considered a halachic kli, even though it holds water. Another example, Shulchan Aruch says, if it's got a hole in, and the hole would mean the water would seep out, then that's not considered a halachic keli.
It's opening a bottle on Shabbos, so it says not a keli.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go there today, but the truth is that is part of the shaila. Do you say that that's considered making a keli or not? And also the fact that it's disposable, opening cans and tins as well. That the truth is disposables would also branch into that as well, but we're not going to get there for today. But that would be part of it. So another example would be a keli, halachic keli for tilis adam. It can't have a hole in it. If it has a hole in it, then it's not considered a keli. Another example which the Shulchan Aruch gives as a keli is it has to be something which can stand. If it's not something which can stand on its own, unless the water's inside it. So for example, a bag. If you fill a bag with water, in Eretz Yisrael, the way they make the milk is you can buy a bottle of milk, or you can have a cheaper version of milk, which would be a sack of milk, and it costs maybe half a shekel less. And some people buy it and they put it in a jug, but that bag only can stand when it's full with liquid. As soon as you take the liquid out, then the bag collapses. And Shulchan Aruch says that the keli has to be something which can stand on its own unsupported, because if not, it doesn't have the definition of a keli. So we see clearly these and the other definitions, there has to be something which is considered a keli. So the question is, would something which is disposable for netilas adam be considered a keli because it is a keli? Or do we say no, it's not a keli because it's not a keli? Right, so let's see where we go with this. So first of all, Mechas Yitzchak in his Chuvan, Chelik Yod, he says, perhaps you could bring a raf from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, and it's a Mishnah in Yodan, V'chol ha-kelim kasherim. Any keli is considered kosher for netilas adam. Afilu kli glolim, kli avonu kli adomo. Even a keli made out of glolim, made out of the waste of an animal that you've put together to build a keli, kli avonu made out of stones, kli adomo made out of earth, even though it's not makabel tuma, it's still considered a keli because it's something which can hold water. So Mechas Yitzchak says, perhaps you can say that if a keli made out of glolim and adomo and avonim is considered a keli, even though it's not makabel tuma, so v'chol ha-kelim, so maybe disposables should be no worse. But he says it's obvious there's no raya from there, because a kli adomo and kli glolim, it's something which lasts, it's something which is permanent. And therefore, even though it's not makabel tuma, because it's made out of avonim, or it's made out of earth, and hasn't yet gone through the process of going into the oven, but it's something which lasts. And therefore, something which lasts, no matter what it's made out of, is considered a keli. But something which is made inherently to dispose of, and to chuck, there'd be no raya from that Mishnah, that kol ha-kelim ksherim.
The actual keli lasts.
Oh, so the problem with disposables is, generally speaking, the actual keli does last. Yeah, so
you're going to throw it out.
Yeah,
just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
In the sea and it doesn't disintegrate.
Yes, yeah, and it causes issues for the fish.
Whales, yeah.
Yeah, because it lasts for hundreds and hundreds of years. Yeah. So we'll come to that point in a second. This is where we get a little bit stuck. So the Poskim, Mechas Yitzchak and Chakas Yaakov, Be'er Moshe, they bring two clear, strong rayas to this type of keli, which perhaps lasts but gets chucked, but they get to whether it's considered a keli or not. The first one is a Mishnah. In Kelim, Perik, Tezan, Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah discusses something called a Choysa. A choysel that Tfais Yisrael, about to explain, is they used to take dates, and in order for the dates to become ripe, they would put them inside this basket, which was made out of branches from trees, which they would weave together to form this keli, and they would put the dates inside, and they would leave it there for the entire winter. Now, there are two types of ways of making this choysel. You could make one which was open at the top, you could put things in, you could take things out, and that would be your choysel. Or you could make it in a way that was totally closed, and when the winter would, when the summer would come and it was fully ripened, you would just break it apart, and you would take out the fruits, and you would take the fruits and you would chuck the choysel into the bin. So the Mishnah says, choysel shenoisin etoichai v'noitam etoichai. If you have this keli, this choysel, which you use, you take, and you put in, you take, and you take out, tomei, it's mekabel tuma, because it's something which can last. However, v'meina yochel ad shikre'enu, if it's something which is impossible to get to the things inside until you tear it, oy ad shiatirenu, or until you untie and it unravels, it's woven together as a basket, but the only way to get to the fruit inside is to unravel the whole thing, then tohor, then this keli is not mekabel tuma, says the Tfais Yisrael. The reason is, the osui rak la'arai, it's only made to last temporarily. So the poskim say, this choysal, which is a woven basket to hold fruits, which the only way to get to the fruits is to just unwrap it, or tear it, or unravel it, and then chuck it, is not mekabel tuma, because it's only made to last arai. So the same thing is when it comes to disposable kalim, when it comes to your paper cups in the morning or your plastic cups, they're also only made to last temporarily, and therefore, and they get chucked as soon as they're used, and therefore it won't have a din of a keli, and therefore, says the Mechas Yitzchak and Chalkes Yaakov, you wouldn't be able to use it for Netilei Sedarim. Now, I can see already some people don't like the Raya, which we'll get to in a minute. L'chore, the Raya, like Ranki said before, is not such a strong Raya, because again, there's a fundamental difference between this choysal, which is impossible to get to the things inside until you rip it, and it physically can't last, to our disposables, which are things that can last. But they bring an even stronger Raya from a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin, brings this halacha of choysal, he passes like the Mishnah, Ve'en Yochel Litov, Ad Shikre'enu Toy. Then the Rambam brings another example, V'chein HaKeren, so to the horn. In the olden days, sometimes they would take the horn of an animal, and that would be the vessel which they would use as a cup to give children to drink from. It says the Rambam, V'chein HaKeren, so to a horn. Now everyone would agree that a horn of an animal is something which can last permanently. Shu Meshtamesh Bo, which he uses it, U'mashlicha, and then he chucks it in the bin, Eino Mekabeles Toma, it's not Mekabel Toma. Says the Rambam, not just the Choysal, not just this woven basket, which has to get ripped and falls apart in order for it to, in order for you to get to the fruit, is not Mekabel Toma. A Keren, a horn of an animal, which as soon as you finish using the horn of the animal, you chuck the horn in the bin, Eino Mekabeles Toma, it's not Mekabel Toma. So the Moshe Steinbuch brings this Rambam, and he says, you see from here, that even something which can last, and has permanence, and it has durability, we decide to chuck it after a one-time use, does not have a Shem Keli Bechlal, like a horn, and it's not Mekabel Toma, and it's not Mekabel Toma, because it's not a Keli, therefore how can you possibly use it for Netilei Sedarim? So these are the two main rais that the priest can give, that something which is disposable, something which can't last, or something which isn't meant to last, or isn't used to last in permanence, is not considered a keli for Netilei Sedarim. One is the Mishnah about Choysal, and the other one is the Rambam, which is also Tesefta, V'chein HaKeren, or even a horn, which is meant to last, or can last permanently, just gets chucked, and therefore would not be considered a keli for Netilei Sedarim.
Isn't that limited to Tumah?
Oh, okay, yeah, we're going to get there in a second. Perhaps this is Dafka for Tumah. But the Pashtus is that the reason why it's not Makabal Tumah is because it's not a keli. So if it's not a keli, then it's not a keli. We'll see later, hopefully we'll get there, that there might be a difference between keli for tuma and a keli in what we would call a keli. So according to Mechas Yitzchak and Chalkis Zaka, Be'er Moshe, a paper cup gets chucked out straight away, plastic cup gets chucked out straight away, you wouldn't be allowed to use it for Netilei Sedarim, because it's not something which is meant for permanence, like we've seen in the Rambam. Yeah.
What happens if that's all you've got?
Oh, so we'll get there in a second. Chazakha. Double up. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So according to this, taking two kalim together and putting one inside the other doesn't help. If the issue with disposables is that's not called a keli bechlal, Because it goes in the bin. So if you've decided, So if you've decided differently, the Mechir Tzitzik says a very simple eitzah. If you decide that you want to keep this keli forever, well, not after forever, but you want to keep it for some time, because the Rambam carries on and he says, v'im chishev oleo, if you've decided to keep it, then it is mekabel tumah. So he does say in eitzah, if somebody's stuck, if he's in an airport, let's say, and he doesn't have any other keli except going to the Starbucks and taking a paper cup, then he can decide, I'm going to take it and use it again, and use it again, and use it again, and use it a few times. And once you've decided to use it a few times, then we made it no longer something which gets chucked straight away. If it's something which doesn't get chucked straight away, then it has a shem of a kli. But if you just chuck it straight away in and of itself, on its own, after one-off use, then these posts can say it would be an issue. So taking two cups together doesn't help you in the problem of chucking it out, because if you chuck it out straight away, then two cups together doesn't help you to become more permanent. The only thing it would help you for is if that makes you keep it for longer or makes you use it for longer. And the Maisa, I've only shared with you one side of the Shaila. I think it's fair to say that most people would be makel b'shas chak, and they would use paper cups and plastic cups for Natili Sedam if they don't have any other choice. And the Tzitz Eliezer has a long tshuva about it in Chilu Yud Beis, and he's matcha both these ras of the Mechir Tzitzik. He says, like the Olim was saying, that achoisal is something which physically can't last for long at all. It physically can't last because the only way to get to the fruit is to rip it. And therefore there's no raya to our disposable cups which can last for decades. You can't bring around from achoisal, that woven basket that you can't get to the fruit unless you rip it apart. Now what about the keren? The Rambam says even a keren, even a horn which gets chucked straight away is not considered a keli. He says no right from there either. Because a keren wasn't made, it wasn't fashioned to be a keli. A keren is a horn of an animal. You decided to take the keren and to use the keren as a keli. But if you've only decided to use it as a one-off, then your decision doesn't turn it into a keli. But something which was manufactured to be a keli, like a plastic cup, the fact that you chuck it after one time doesn't make it lose its shem kli. That's how the Tzitz Eliezer is matcha, the rav from a keren. So the Maaseh, it's a clear machlokes haposkim. Some poskim say, from these mishnas and rambams, that anything that gets chucked loses its shem keli, and therefore you can't use it bechlal for Natili Sedam. And some person say no, it hasn't been kli. Physically it can last forever, and therefore it's not like a chosol. It was manufactured to be a keli, not a keren which was never made to be a keli, and therefore not you could, but you ever...
After putting liquid in it for a week, it can
start... Yes, yeah, so paper, there might be a difference between paper and plastic. There are some person that are mechalek between paper and plastic. They're happy with plastic because it can take a last, whereas paper, you can't really use it for too long.
Because of the problems of disposal and contamination and all the rest of it, they now test the kelim, the disposable kelim, and they put on the package reusable. They're all stamped reusable, because if they had, I mean, you're not allowed to sell them.
Yeah.
And they put reusable, and they have to test them that they reusable up to 25 times.
Yeah. So this could make a big difference, la locha.
Yeah.
If it's suddenly manufactured as reusable.
All the plastics now, I've got that label on now because
otherwise it would be illegal
to avoid the problem of disposables.
Yes, you could say that since your plastic cup is now manufactured as a reusable, therefore there's no such thing as disposable anymore.
But they test it for leaching plastic.
It has to last a certain amount of time.
It's for leaching, it doesn't contaminate. It's not the same structure.
Someone did say to me that at the end of the day, the person who's manufacturing the cups wants you to chuck it in the bin straight away. He doesn't want you to use it again. And therefore, even though it's called reusable, he's still manufactured within das that you should chuck it straight away. So I don't know how much it would change the halacha. Lemaisa, we've still got a few things to get through. So lemaisa, what comes out is there's a clear machloikas. You can or you can't. So there's two simple eitzas. Either the eitzah is to use it again and again and again, or use it a few times, and therefore Mamela that's turned it into something which is permanent, or b'diavad, one can be soimach on the mekilim and to use it. Now that's all when it comes to Natilis Yadayim for Lasuda. When it comes to Negel Vas in the morning, Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in Siman Daled, Sivzan, Shulchan Aruch says that it's only lechatchila that you have to use a keli. But b'diavad, it's not ma'akev keli, it's not ma'akev koch gavra, and therefore, when it comes to Negel Vasa, L'chola deis b'dievda, you'd be able to use a plastic cup. L'fi, those that hold a disposable, is still called a keli. You can use it for Negel Vasa. And even according to those that hold, that's not called a keli, b'dievda, you don't even need a keli for Negel Vasa, b'dievda. Therefore, if someone's stuck, then according to all opinions, he'd be allowed to use a disposable keli for Negel Vasa, because Negel Vasa doesn't need a keli, b'dievda, it's not ma'akev.
Put your hands under the tap.
B'dyevet, yeah. B'dyevet, you can even put your hands three times, one each under.
You open the clothes or just keep the...
Not sure. Rav Moshe Shlemach has a tshuva about this, because many people fries, they work in bakeries, they don't wash negavasa. How can you eat the food b'chlal? And he says, but yeah, you don't need the keli, and you'll wash the hands before they start work, and you can rely on that as negavasa. Yeah, so this is the negah to negavasa and the negah to Natsuri Sudan. Now, I want to discuss Kiddush for a minute, right? What's the deal when it comes to Kiddush? You see, by Kiddushin, people take plastic, the chaim cups, or you have the nice silver disposable plastic cups for Kiddush. So again, the Fidah Machmirim, that's not considered a Keli Bechlal, then it's not a Keli, right? So Avadu, you can't use it for Kiddush. Even the Fidah Mekilim, that's considered a Keli because of the Svaras which we've shared, there's another Svara by Kiddush that you shouldn't be able to use a disposable by Kiddush. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas, brings this based on the Gemara and Brachos Nun Aleph. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Aleph, Umed Aleph, Omer Reb Zeir, Omer Reb Avo, there's 10 different things that you have to have by Kosher Brocha, and one of them is that the Kosher needs to be Chai. Machlok is exactly what Chai means, but Tosfos on Nun Amud Beis says Chai, alive, doesn't mean the wine has to be undiluted when you put it in the cup. Chai means the Kosher needs to be Sholem, needs to be a complete cup. Mishabur says in Sima Kuf Pei Gimel in Hilchas Natilis Adam by Kosher Brocha, he says that even if the cup has the slightest chip on the cup, even at the top of the cup, a chip at the top which doesn't affect at all the ability of the cup to hold water, lechatchila you shouldn't use such a cup because it's not a kos sholem. And in Moshe's in his Tshuvas, he says, how can a disposable cup or plastic cup that gets chucked in the bin be any better than a cup which is chipped, or a cup which has got some crack, some even if it doesn't allow water to go out? So the Moshe therefore says that even if you want to say that disposable cups is a din of a keli, and even if you want to say you can use it for Natilis Sedan, when it comes to using it for Kiddush, lechatchila you anyway shouldn't use it because it's not a chosh of a kos, and Kiddush requires a kos sholem, a complete cup, and something which gets chucked in the bin, even if you say it's called a keli, but it's not considered a kos sholem, and therefore one shouldn't use it.
Shlomo Zalman says, definition of keli to
that's without it, even if it's considered a keli, it's not a kos sholem, it's not a chosh of a cup, it's not considered a cup. If you can't use a keli which is chipped, which is a keli according to all definitions, then all the more so he says you can't use a disposable cup which gets chucked in the bin. You could say, no, one's whole and one's not whole. Yeah. One's chipped and one's not chipped. I know. And the shad is, what exactly is the lamdas of Rav Moshe? Did he hold it's not really a keli bechlal, like the machmirim? But it seems to be, from Rav Moshe, he holds it is a keli, but there's an inherent flaw in the keli, and it's no better than a keli with a chip. Shlomo Zalman says the same thing in Shmir Shabbos. Perek Ramzani says the same thing. You should make sure to take a nice cup and a beautiful cup, and therefore to take a disposable cup is certainly not lechatchila, because of this issue of taking a chai, of taking a kos sholem. So therefore, when it comes to Natilis Adam, it's machlokes, keli, not keli. When it comes to negavasa, you don't need a keli, b'dyevet. When it comes to Kiddush, even if it is a keli, you should still not lechatchila use it, because it is not a kos sholem, and it's not. It's certainly a lack of hiddur mitzvah. But Kol Chaim says lechatchila you should use a silver keli, lechatchila you should use a proper nice becher, and therefore to use a disposable for Kiddush would be, according to all opinions, at least a b'dyevet, if not even less, it's not considered a keli bechlal.
Glass
is not disposable. Glass is yeah, for some reason, the chatchila the kabbalah should use silver. Kafcham says silver is yain is din, and silver is rachmim, and you put the yain in the rachmim. Glass is still a proper keli. So let's finish off talking about Tvilas Kelim, which was the last one. And this is where it gets very confusing. I had this kasha for many years. No one that I know of toivels their aluminium pans. And if you ask anyone, why don't you toivel your aluminium pans? Aluminium is a metal, and it should be mechuyev b'tefillah min haTorah. Some say it's midrabbanan, but it's not one of the six metals the Torah talks about. But if you ask anyone, why don't you toivel your aluminium pans at home? They'll say disposables. And therefore what? Disposables not a keli. And the poskim taka speak out that aluminium, it goes in the bin after one use, and therefore it's not considered a keli, you don't need to toivel. Now go to someone who's, you know, washing his hands with a plastic cup in the airport, or he's making kiddush on a plastic becher at a simcha, and ask him, how can you make kiddush on disposable? So he'll say to you, I make kiddush on disposable because it's a keli. So ask him, do you toivel your aluminium pans at home? He'll say no, because they're disposable. How can we play on both sides? We don't toivel our disposable pans because they're going in the bin. They're disposable. It's not a keli. Only kelim need Not mortar, but plastic is not mechuyev tefillah, according to Noah's poskim. No, aluminium is not plastic.
The ones that use the kiddush
are
plastic.
Yeah, they're plastic, but they are plastic. But how can you use that for kiddush? Oh, it's a keli. You know, it goes in the bin. Doesn't matter. It's a keli. But when he comes home and he eats his Shabbos lunch, and the salmon was baked in a disposable pan that was never toivel, because it's not a keli, because it goes in the bin. So if we're saying disposables are kelim, you have to toivel your pans, and you can use them for kiddush and the tzedam. If they're not kelim, then you don't have to toivel, and you don't have to, but you can't use it for tzedam. But for some reason, most people seem to be cutting it on both ends. They're makel to use it for kiddush and tzedam, at least b'shas chag, and then they don't toivel them either. And this is a question which bothered me for a long time.
Didn't you mention that aluminium was not one of the metals?
But then at least with drabonon. At least with drabonon, you have tefillah. Even like glass is mechuyev with drabonon.
Who says that with drabonon you have to do aluminium?
Even if it's not their ice, it's not less than glass, where glass, chazal or machal, because it has the same properties as metal that can get melted and rebuilt, so it's no worse than glass. Uh-huh. So if it's not their ice, at least drab on. So I found the Tshuva She'elas Shol from Rav Brash, Zatzal from Tzurich, the son of the Chalkis Yaakov. He asked this kasha, the belt is mamish zechsois and menei bay, where the disposables are considered the keli, where the disposables aren't considered the keli. So he offers one teretz, and the Falk and Ramosha, and a few what they say is another teretz. So the simple teretz that comes out from Shuvah of Falk and Ramosha. Simple teretz is, like the Olim was saying here, your disposable cup can last for decades. They do last for decades. So therefore the reason why we're makel to consider them a cup, a keli, is because they last. Whereas a disposable pan, after using it in the oven once, twice, you can't use it again. It gets dirty, it gets verknatched. You can't use it physically more than once or twice. So therefore, we're makel to use plastic cups for kiddush and plastic cups for lisadam, b'dievet at least, because they physically can last. They have a din of a keli. Mashenken, by tfilas kelim, your aluminium pans, they were makel not just because you chuck them in the bin after once. We're makel because physically, your father says, they cannot last. Try it, bake your chicken in a disposable pan and take it out of the oven, and then ready after once or twice, you can't really use it again. And therefore, it's not the same as when it comes to the Tilisadam. That's one possible teretz to answer the steer why the ulama are making them both ends. The Sheila Shol himself answers that which you mentioned before. He says there's a big difference between Tfilas Kelim and between the Shem Keli, between Tumah and the Shem Keli. He says that it's true the Mishnah say these Kelim are not Makabal Tumah. A Keli which is disposable is not Makabal Tumah. A Keli which gets ripped apart, not Makabal Tumah, but it's still called a Keli. He says for Hilchas Tumah, based on the Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel, he says you have to have a Keli which lasts. Masha Enkein, for the Shem Keli, even if it doesn't last, it's still called a Keli. So therefore he says, when it comes to making Kiddush and Tilisadayim, even though it's a keli which perhaps doesn't last or isn't meant to last and it's not there to be permanent, at the end of the day, it's still called a keli because it's something which can hold water and it's something which stands and it's got all the properties of a keli. It's got no holes in it. It's machzik revius. Masha'enken, when it comes to tvilas kelim, since it's not mekabel tumah, and according to some poskim at least, Tfilas Kelim and Kabbalah's Tumah toil on each other. You only have to toivel something which is Makabal Tumah, and something that's not Makabal Tumah. You don't have to toivel, according to, it's Machloike Shev Yaakov. But Al Kaponim, according to those Mekilim, by Tfilas Kelim we're Mekil because it's not Makabal Tumah, because it doesn't last. Masha Engin by Kiddush, even though it's not Makabal Tumah, it's still a Keli, and therefore you can use it for Kiddush and for Tfilas Adam. So Al Kaponim, to wrap up what we spoke about today, and the sugi goes further, the Gabba Kans and Shabbos and the Gabba other things, the shaila of whether disposable is considered a keli or not is a strong machlokes, and for each one of the halachas is a separate geder. For an atilis adam, is it a keli? Is it not a keli? Negavasa doesn't need the keli b'dievet. Kiddush, you need even more than a keli. Needs a kli sholim. Needs to be a choshev a keli. Tvilas kelim, you could be mekel because it's not makabel tumah, even though it's called a keli. And therefore, each one of these halachas has a slightly different application. Just finish off half a minute. Today is the yahrzeit of Yeshua ben Nun. Shulchan Aruch says Hilchos Tanis, Tov Kuf Pei, Chov Vav Nissan is yahrzeit of Yeshua ben Nun. The great Rav in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Sirach official, was asked, can you use disposables for Suda Shabbos? Right? Is it lack of covered Shabbos to use disposables for Suda Shabbos? Or is it not lack of covered Shabbos? And it's very interesting, Tshuva, for men to look at in Chelik Tes. He writes that ladies work so hard the whole week and they're preparing food for Shabbos, and then you're also going to tell them they have to use proper dishes and they have to wash up after the step the whole night, Friday night, after they spent the week looking after children and v'chulu. So he says, therefore, you shouldn't put a stress on the ladies of the household to use permanent kalim, and as long as you have nice disposable dishes. He says many simchas have disposables. He's referring to Etz Yisrael. Many simchas have disposable dishes, and therefore it's not a lack of kavod Shabbos. What does that have to do with Yeshua ben Nun? Yeshua ben Nun, the Torah says, he was chosen because Leomash b'tocha oil, because I'll say he took care of the safsalim in the Beis HaMedrash. But some say not just the safsalim of the Beis HaMedrash, he also took care of the people in the Beis HaMedrash. Safsalim Beis HaMedrash, the Gemara Brachah says, refers to the people. Yeshua ben Nun was someone who took care and focused on the people and made sure that they were all okay, not just the actual physical benches. And you see the sensitivity of Rabbi Yaakov Fisher and the way he looked at the Shaila. You know, it's nice to be machmir, it's nice to make people use fancy dishes, but don't put lachat on other people. So all these shaylas, we have the bin adam lemokum, we just have to have the bin adam lechaveh, like Yeshua ben Nun to us. Shkara.
They say about the tinfoil, you call it pan, you mean containers?
Yeah, pans, containers, yeah.
They say that if you use it once or twice, once you start using it.
Yeah, if you use it permanently, it's a much more problem. Yeah. That's the fact, the law of physics can't be used permanently. Some can, some can't. Yeah. If it can, you use it for 10 times, it's like a problem. Yes, that was even that with the schmuck of plastic plates.
Yeah. 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 Ye